Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Royal Blues Blog Talk Radio Show. It is yours truly, Mrs. Bluette, a.k.a. Gigi. Look like I'm going to be on here by myself solo, me and Jesus on tonight. What is the scrimmage game? Tonight we'll be talking about family and raising kids. And tonight I'm solo because I'm still raising kids, and I am at the football game, a scrimmage football game with my grandson, which he is 16. He'll be 17 next month. And yay, this is his first time playing since his brother got died in 2017, so he hasn't played football on a team since then. Since his brother died. So he's back on the field. Y'all keep him in your prayers. He's wearing his brother's number, which is 24. And it was available. And I just thank God for this favor. And tonight we will be talking about raising kids. So that'll be our topic on the night. And my husband had to work. He's out somewhere. I forget where I forgot what city he said he was in, but he's working late. He has a couple of more hours out in the field on tonight. So, yeah. So, and the kids, we're all here at the bottom, but I'm all the way at the top. They're all the way at the bottom with all the noise. It might be a little noisy and windy out here as well, because it's kind of chilly. The wind blowing. I'm sorry, the time just ran out on one of the quarters, y'all. Y'all got to bear with me. It is part of raising kids, especially with mothers being there. I've always been there for my kids, grandkids, and I was not going to make this an exception not to be here just because we have a radio show. So anyway, and I can take it with me. So no excuses. So I'm going to start my prayer, and we can go right on into it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for another day that you have, this is the day that you have made, Lord God. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord God, I just want to say thank you for another opportunity, Lord God, to minister to your people, Lord God, to share a good word, an encouraging word, and let us not get weary in well-doing, Lord God. And I just want to say thank you, Lord God, because we will. I'm sorry, y'all, they just ran the ball. I just want to say thank you, Lord God. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray, amen. It's going to be a little rowdy because we just, my son's grandson's king just ran the ball. But anyway, raising children. I have five of my own and six grands. And one deceased, my oldest grandson. I still have six grandkids, and I've raised many, many more. I've been a foster parent of many, and I also took care of two grown special needs adults and a young lady that was on a trach and a feeding tube as well. So I've raised a couple. I have a couple of notches up under my belt. And I'm not just talking about in and out of my house. I'm talking about stayed with me in my home for years, not going home, staying with me. Yeah. And I would like to say I've done a really good job with every last one of each and every one of the kids and the individuals that I helped raise. Not by my own strength, but just taking the good things that my mom instilled in us and disregarding the things that was displayed or was that was taught. And that's the good thing about parenting, that if you don't like the way that your parents raised you, you can have your kids and raise them the way that you feel like you want. You know, if you think you can do better, then have at it. I'm not saying that my mom did a bad job at all, not by all means, but it was some bad habits that, you know, she passed down from probably from maybe what she learned or maybe something that she'd done or just, you know, chose to do. I'm not going to blame her parents by any means. I'm just saying it was some things was displayed that I would not even discuss in my home with my kids or even bring up because I don't even want them to even know some of the things, how I was brought up on some of the things. So they think they probably can have the privilege of doing, you know, the things that I was allowed to do. But yeah, but one of the, and I can't really open up my Bible out here because my pages will fly all over the stadium, but I do have a tablet where I jotted down some notes. I really can't open up my Bible because, like I said, they'll fly away. But but Proverbs, I believe it was 20. Well, let me just open it. Let me start off with this one because this was my baby boy. I'm going to take that risk instead of just trying to remember verse by verse. This was my baby boy's favorite verse when he had to go up to the front of the church and recite a scripture. And it was, I think it's Proverbs 22. I don't think I wrote that scripture down, but I'm almost certain. Yep, Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, he or she. The Bible says he, but I'm saying he or she. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And that is Proverbs 22:6. It doesn't say they may not. It says they will not. Okay, it will not depart from them. So everything that we instill in our kids, whether good or bad, okay, they remember everything that we taught, everything that we've said. You know, it may not seem like they're or even look like they understand or remember or it's going to, you know, stick or do the, I mean, it just know this, that they know. Believe me, I have them, my kids are from 40 years old all the way down to 19 years old. And I'm seeing the things that I've taught them and the behavior that I displayed and the things, how do I want to say it? I'll just put it like this. I'm reaping the benefit of training them up the right way. Okay, some of them are not doing, you know, the things. Are the kids going to always do what they were taught? No, especially the kids that's in the church because they think that they're missing out on things of the world when, you know, when they're going to church and, you know, always in church or always doing. But I wanted to give you some scriptures. Romans 14:16. And I would always tell them this, okay? Don't let your good be evil spoken of. Okay, and the things, the people that they hung around with, and I don't do this, I don't do that. But guess what? Even if you don't do it, if they're doing wrong, even if you're doing good by being around them and trying to show them the way, you know, that they should go, just don't even hang around people that you know that's. I'm not saying give up on anybody, and I'm not saying, you know, don't hang with. Yes, I am. I am saying don't hang with certain people. You can't hang with certain people because you already know. Certain people will get you locked up, like my son. My son, my baby boy, was, I kept him in school for a few months later than he was supposed to, because the college he wanted to go to didn't pick him up. So he wanted to stay in a couple of months longer, and his birthday was in September, so they let him stay. He went to a private school. So he ended up one of the colleges that he really wanted to go to picked him up. We were waiting on his birth certificate, and the week before he was supposed to go down to Pensacola State University, I think it was Pensacola, it was somewhere down in Florida. The week before that he was supposed to go to college, hanging around some older guys, knowing he wasn't supposed to be around or bad company, he ended up getting locked up. Okay? He ended up getting locked up. And this is he was 18 years old, straight out of high school, in the wrong place at the wrong time, doing God knows what with people that he wasn't supposed to be hanging around. And that goes to my next scripture. Bad company corrupt good character. Okay, and that's in 1 Corinthians 15:33. Okay, bad company corrupts good character. All of this stuff that I instilled, and you guys are instilling in your kids, remind them. Okay, remind them. Bad company, it corrupts good character. Okay, it, trust me, if they can't come to church and do the things that you're doing, why is it always that you're doing everything that they want to do or what they're doing, and they can't even come to church or do some of the things positive? Okay, so bad company corrupts good character. Okay, yes, 1 Corinthians 15:33. Okay. I've also, encouraging others to love and to do good deeds. There's nothing wrong with loving people. There's nothing wrong with giving people. There's nothing wrong with showing love, even to those that's not so friendly to love. And I always tell my kids, everybody wasn't raised like you guys. Everybody wasn't raised like I was raised. Okay? So, and I try to teach them and show them, don't start, I mean, I'm trying to say it in a nice way. Let's just, I'll just say it like this. If not looking for nothing back from people. Just love people just because it's the right thing to do. Not because you want something, not because you have hidden agendas. You know, do it because it's the right thing to do. Okay? And how do you show love? Encouraging somebody, tell them they look nice. There's nothing wrong with telling somebody they look nice. There's nothing wrong with giving somebody a friendly smile. There's nothing wrong with, you know, giving a friend a hug. There's nothing wrong with, you know, buying somebody's lunch. There's nothing wrong with, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with it. And the more love that you show, it's that loving kindness have I drawn thee. Okay, if you can't draw them with the love that you have for them or the love that you have for Christ, okay, not even knowing them to even know to love them, but you know, is loving, showing good deeds and doing things for others is part of trying to do right and trying to live right without them even being a Christian. And I said this many times before. Loving, I never had a problem with until I got into the church. My mom, if she didn't show us nothing else but how to love others, she did that. She showed us how to love others. She never told us that she loved us. I can't remember growing up my mom telling us that she loved us. I've never known my mom to give us a hug. I've never known, you know, things like that. But she's always showed us love. Okay? She's always showed us love and showed us how to love others as well. We did not know that it was nothing wrong with kissing, you know, or hugging until we, you know, got outside of our, you know, we were tight family. It was just family, cousins always over, or, you know, we're over their house or whatever. We have friends over, but we didn't really go over other people's houses like that. So we didn't see love displayed in another way until we got older, and we would go over to our friend's house when we got, you know, in our teens or grown. And they hugging and kissing their parents, you know, hello, you know, a hello kiss and a goodbye kiss. We didn't know nothing about that. Came to our house, we showed love. And my mom showed us how to show love. And I didn't get confused about love until I got saved. I'm still talking about raising kids, okay? Because this is part of raising my kids, because the question was, how could people treat you like that and they're supposed to be saved? Guess what? I kept showing love, showing them still how to love the hell out of people. But guess what? Some people don't, you can't love the hell out of. It's going to take God. And I had to show them that. If people show you who they are, just believe who they are, you know, you can't change nobody. You can just love them. Show them love. If they bite you, the first time, it's shame on them. If they bite you the second time, shame on you. Okay? And I also show displayed love by not letting how I feel about a person, because God, if I feel a certain way about a person, I didn't let my kids know that. Okay? I didn't let my kids know that. So, parents, let's not do that. Don't do that. Raise your child up to love everybody and let them find out how people are themselves. Okay? Let them find out. And this is part of raising kids. Raising productive kids. Not messy kids, but productive kids. Okay, let them find out. They will find out. Trust me, they will. Anyway, and it's okay not to have all the answers. I've learned this as the kids got older. Okay, as my kids got older, this is when I'm speaking of my kids when they were younger. Now we're going into the teenage years. Okay. When they're going into the teenage years, hey, I don't have all the answers. Okay, and it's okay not to have all the answers. That's when they need to seek God for themselves. Okay, turn them back to God. When they get around 12, 13, 14 years old, turn them back, they're already saved, hopefully. If they're not saved, you know, still display love, still, you know, for those who are not saved. I encourage you to, you know, display Christ and pray that they get saved. But as how I raised my kids, once they got, you know, to that age, if I didn't know the answers to the questions that they had, I didn't have the answer, And not only would they pray, but I would pray, Lord, give me wisdom, okay, on how, you know, to come back and answer or have the answers to questions that they have after they pray. Because if anybody know my kids, they have questions. They used to hate when they used to come to Bible study because my kids ask questions. And if they're confused about something, they're not going to leave confused. Somebody may have confused them about something that they said because they didn't understand it. They will have clarity before they leave there. And if they don't, my husband would always, you know, explain it when they got home. But, yeah, but it's okay not to always have the answers. It's nothing wrong with not knowing. Okay? It's nothing wrong with not knowing. Seek God, pray about everything, and I taught them this as well. Pray about everything and worry about nothing. If you're going to worry about it, don't pray about it, okay? And that goes into their adult years. The adult years, now that they're grown and out of my house, and what is grown? Grown is out of my house, okay? You're not grown if you're still in my house. You can't come into my house whenever you feel like coming in my house. You can't do what you want to do in my house. Matter of fact, you can't even eat my food unless you ask me in my house. Okay, because it's my house. You're not grown until you leave my house. Now that every last one of my kids and grandkids are out of my house, I direct them straight back to prayer. If they have a problem or a question or whatever, one thing I don't want to do is give them my opinion about something that was wrong. Okay, and I have done that. I've done that. And now that we know better, we need to do better. Okay, the power of prayer. The power of prayer. Prayer works when you work it. Whatever you have, they have a problem. Whenever these kids have a problem, whenever they don't know, we always say that these kids didn't come with instructions, but they did. Everything is in the Word of God. Everything that they're going through, everything that they're going to go through, everything is in the Word. Okay, and what I tell them, Google it. Whatever situation you have, Google it. Or if they have a problem, sometimes I even tell them, while we're on the phone or if we're in person, whatever, Google. Let's see what the Word says. And read it, the whole chapter. Don't just read one verse because it could be so out of context. Read everything and know when they read the Bible, let them know. The history of what you're reading, know who wrote it, why they wrote it, okay? Because a lot of times, if something was said in another book, it meant something different. It's one meaning but different applications. It means it might mean something in one chapter. But, it might say the same word in one chapter, but mean something else in another one. Okay? So we have to be mindful and teach our adult kids, even our small kids, on how to read the Bible. Okay? How to read the Bible. Don't just take one scripture and run with it. Because our Bibles, if you ever look in your Bibles, it have reference scriptures at the bottom. But sometimes when I go in that reference scripture, it's just talking about what it's talking about, but it's not really referencing what I'm talking about. So that's why you have to read the whole chapter, at least that one chapter on what you're reading. The one verse that you're reading, read the whole chapter so you can get, you know, a full understanding of what they're talking about. Because it might not even be what you're talking about. And this is training up. We're still talking about training up a child, training up our kids to be effective. What makes me proud And I'm so proud today. I mean, today was just one of them days where it's just, I'm so proud of my middle daughter. I'm so proud of my baby girl. Everybody is just doing what doing. They're in a good space. Every last one of my kids are where I know where every last one of my kids are right now. Every last one of them. And that's a good feeling. Do I know what they're doing? No. But I know where they are. Three of them are right here at the ball field. To know where their kids are, it's a real good feeling. And what made me so proud today was to see my daughter went out and witnessed today. She passed out index cards with scriptures on it. Her and some of her friends went to the grocery store. I don't know where all they went, but it was somewhere around by the house. They were passing out scriptures that they wrote down on index cards. And she called me. She said, Mama, we were just talking, and she said, that's not what – I can't do that. I mean, that's not how God is giving it to me. I said, well, Vanessa, do it the way God told you to do it. Because her friend is very bold. She just walk up to people and, do you know Christ is your personal Savior, da, 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 whatever. And she just go in. Vanessa was like, I can't do it like that. I just start putting the cards in the store, you know, in random places. And then if I felt led to talk to somebody, then that's what I did. I said, well, do it that way. It's no wrong way. Do it the way God gave you. And she remember, we talked about this today, when we would go out and witness with our former church, every time they see somebody smoking weed or, you know, drink whatever, Blue X, come here, Blue X, they'll call me over there. And I still keep up to, and this was years and years ago, and I still keep up to the same girls. It was three girls. It was two sisters and one of their friends or cousins. I still call them girls to check on them at least twice or maybe three times a year. I still check on them, and that's been years and years ago. I want to say over 5 or 6 years or longer. Okay, and she remembered that. So keep doing the things that we're doing, good or bad. Kids are going to remember it. And we talked about that today. And everybody can't minister to people smoking weed or drinking. I get it. But guess what? Guess who can? I can. They can't. Okay, that's why God made each and every one of us unique with an ability to reach souls on every level. And it's when it's all said and done, when everybody has been told about Jesus Christ, everybody can't be told if everybody ministered the same way. If everybody's doing it the same way, it's different people on different levels and different people on different situations, and it makes up a bowl of soup. It just it's so good. The way God made us so perfect for this imperfect world to spread His gospel. And we have to do it. And this is training up your child. You're talking about training up your child. This is one of the things that went on today. And even with my grandson out here playing football, he got in some trouble. And he hadn't been in school in about, regular school, in about 3 or 4 years. And now he's in high school. He was in middle school when he got in trouble. I think he just got in middle school. But he's in high school now. And they wanted him to go back to the alternative school. I'm like, no, his time is up. He's not a bad kid. He just made a bad choice. Okay? He made a bad choice. He needed to get back in school. Now that it's off season with football, with sports, he can do it all right now. He can do it all right now. This off season. they're out here training. They're out here, you know, exercising. They out here, get out, let, you know, he's not a bad kid. And I told him, you just made bad choices. Now, this is your time to shine. Get out there, do your thing. Okay, this is still raising. These are my, this is my grandkids, my grandson. It's still part of raising kids. Our job is never done. Never. Because they're continually watching us. They continually see how we treat people. They seeing how we what we're doing at home, what we're doing in public, how we're acting around our friends. They're watching us. They're watching us. Okay? So continue to raise your kids in the way that should go, and that's the way of Christ. And if you have some flaws, work on them. Work on them. Okay? Work on them daily. Keep trying. But no, not at all. Are my kids perfect? Not at all. Not at all. But I'm not quick to judge them. I'm quick to lift them up. I'm quick to let them know how good they're doing. Oh, and I'm not parent though. I'm not parent. Don't do something that's contrary to what I raised you how to be. Oh, I'm gonna get in your butt too. That's part of parenting too. And if we're gonna do it, let's do it. If we're not, get off my ship. And they already know. And they said, the tough love, I got some tough love for you. And guess what? That's part of raising your kids. Okay, spread a rod, spoil the child. All of them spoiled. They all spoiled. Every last one of them spoiled. We spread them out real good. And all of them are spoiled. But I tell you what, all of them know, mama will get in that behind. Okay? So train up your kids in the way they should go, and believe me, when they get older, and when they come to themselves, if they have gone astray, believe me, they're gonna remember everything, every sermon, not just every sermon. They remember you coming in there to pray. That's another. My husband go in them kids. They used to go in them kids' room every night, every morning to check, make sure everybody breathing. Okay, I'm like, why? That's what he did. That's what he did. But just keep, let us keep, you know, if you're doing right, keep doing right. If you didn't like the way your parent was doing certain things, guess what? You be a better parent than your parent. Every generation should get better and better. These kids are going to hell in a handbasket. Why? Why? Whose fault is it? The teachers, the schools, the church? No. Train up a child. They can't take prayer out of school. Okay, not out of my kid's school. My kids pray anyway. My kids gonna pray. Some praying, I promise you. As long as y'all don't put your hands on them. You can say whatever y'all want, but they keep praying. And trust me, they will remember. They will, all of that stuff will come back to their remembrance. When they get in trouble, and who they call? Who they going to call? They ain't going to call Ghostbusters. They blowing up your phone. Mama, pray for me. No, I'm not. I already prayed for you. I already prayed for you. You have to pray for yourself. Not that I'm not going to pray for them, but I just don't pray for them at that moment because they got themselves in a situation. And, you know, I don't beat them over the head, but I let them know. I'll let you know. For you to pray. You got to pray. You got to teach them to pray. Teach them the Lord's Prayer. Okay? Teach them the Lord's Prayer. Every child should know it. Every child, because they're going to need it. Because this world is getting worse and worse and worse. And the word let us know it's going to get even worse. And we have to equip these kids to put on their whole armor before they even leave the house. Keep it on. Stay ready so you won't have to get ready. Because believe me, the enemy out here is shooting below the belt. And he ain't playing fair. okay? He's not playing fair. But guess what? Who has the last say so? My Jesus. My Jesus. So I just encourage everybody, keep God first in everything you do. Pray about everything. Worry about nothing. I'm up here at the ball game with my grandson and my family. I just didn't want to not get on here because at the ball field, I still wanted to talk about, what you know, raising up a kid, because this is part of it, being there for him, you know. And he had, like I said, he hadn't played ball since his brother died in 2017, and this is his first scrimmage game out here on the field, and I just want to show him that his Gigi is supporting him, and he's behind him 100%. You know, as long as you keep doing right, and hey, just keep doing right. That's all you have to do. Just keep doing right. I got your back. Even when you do wrong, I got your back. But you're going to hear from me. I promise you, you're going to hear from me. Y'all stay blessed. If anybody on the under the sound of my voice don't know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, I urge you to get to know him. Not just get to know him. Read the word so you can get to know him. I mean, how can you get to know him if you don't hear or read or, you know, if you don't have a church home, look for a good Bible teaching, preaching the word, teaching the word, teaching you how to live, okay? Teaching you how to act, okay? What did Jesus do, okay? Get in a good Bible teaching church. I urge you. This world is I'm telling you, is going down real quick. The ship is sinking quick, like the Titanic, and it's taking everybody that's not prepared. So, yeah, I love y'all. Stay encouraged. Let's continue to raise up these kids in the way they should go. Oh, in the way they should go. So when they get older, they wonder, they'll remember. They will remember. They will remember. They will remember. And y'all stay blessed. Keep God first in everything. Pray about everything and worry about nothing. I'll see you guys, if it's the Lord's will, on next Thursday. Hopefully we'll have some of my grandkids and my daughters. And I'm trying to get my son, see what days he's off, because I think his week rotates. So I'm going to see if he can get on. And I love you guys. Stay encouraged and keep God first in everything you do. God bless you.